the time traveler, for so it will be convenient to speak of him, was expounding a recondite matter to us. His gray eyes shone and twinkled, and his usually pale face was flushed and animated. The fire burned brightly, and the soft radiance of the incandescent lights in the lilies of silver caught the bubbles that flashed and passed upon our glass. Our chairs, being his patents, embraced and caressed us rather than submitted to be sat upon, and there was that luxurious after-dinner atmosphere when thought roams gracefully free of the trammels of precision. And he put it to us this way, marking the points with a lean forefinger, as we sat and lazily admired his earnestness over this new paradox, as we thought it, and his fecundity. You must follow me carefully. I shall have to controvert one or two ideas that are almost universally accepted. The geometry, for example, he taught you in school is founded on misconception. Is that not a rather large thing to expect us to begin upon? Said Philby, an argumentative person with gray hair. I do not mean to ask you to accept anything within a reasonable ground. You will soon admit, as much as I need. You know, of course, that a man is not a line.
Yeah, I got a